The gospel lesson comes to us this morning from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children. Children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, as of the Father's only Child, full of grace and truth. The Word of God for God's people this day. Thanks be to God. You remember when Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Or in the words of Isaiah that we recently heard as we were making our way through Advent to the birth celebration of the only Son, "The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." I wonder who Isaiah is referring to when he says, "little child." There's an old hymn. It's a Christmas chant, really, one of my favorites that is well over 1,000 years old. The choir sang it for lessons and carols a few weeks ago. It's entitled, "O Magnum Mysterium." And translated, it says, "O great mystery and wonderful sacrament, the beasts behold their Lord lying in a manger." The beasts, barnyard animals, they were real. Foul-smelling and filthy, dirty, real animals in a real stable. And so was the bonnet, was the baby. It was a real baby, a real child. The Lord lying in a manger on real hay, in a real place, with real animals and real smells. And in a real world that didn't look a whole lot like a Christmas card, it was real. And the baby was Jesus. And the baby was God. God as a child. God with us. Emmanuel. Paul writes about Jesus. He emptied himself. He emptied himself, being born in human likeness, fully divine and yet fully human, born as we are, yet without sin. John gives us a bit of his faith affirmation today. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him." It means Jesus was there all the time. Jesus was with God and was God in the beginning, creating, shaping, forming, bringing life where there was nothing before. That's what John says. And what was coming into being in Jesus was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And that word, capital W, that word, says John, became flesh and lived among us. It was a real baby. God with us. God for us. Emmanuel. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son. And we see it still. For he is still God with us. And his word is made flesh here, among us, everywhere, and most certainly at this communion table. To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives power to become like a child, children of God. And so, the gift is still given. Today the word, capital W, today the word is made flesh when the grace of the cruciform Christ is received by people like you and me, and we empty ourselves like Jesus our brother and love others as Jesus loves us. Let me tell you a little story about that just to show you what I mean. It's one of my favorite stories. It's been a few years or so since Red Davis died. Red Davis was nobody special or a great saint. I guess it depends on all how you look at things, but I'll tell you something wonderful and true. Nobody special and great saint go together a lot more than some folks would imagine. More than 30 years ago, Red Davis was CEO of a big company in Texas. And some people would tell you that that was the crowning achievement of Red's life, that he climbed the ladder of success and attained such a high position in such an important company. But that wasn't it, really. It was what Red Davis did after he retired. After Red got his gold watch at his retirement party, he went to the pastor of First Baptist Church in Marshall, Texas, and told him that he would like to serve the Lord. And the pastor just assumed, well, what would you think? He thought Red wanted to chair the finance committee or set up an endowment fund or head up a special pledge campaign for some new building project or something. But that wasn't it. Red said to the pastor, I heard that the Sunday school class for 3- and 4-year-olds need a teacher. And I'd like to do that job. And so it came to pass that the CEO of the most important company in East Texas showed up the next Sunday morning to sit on the floor and tell Bible stories to children. And in the beginning, Red didn't know a lot about teaching children. But Red was warm and kind, and he was willing. And he knew that patience and hugs and smiles are the key to a child's heart. Some of the parents remember that Red used to call the kids in his class every Saturday night just to ask them how their week had gone. And he always ended the conversation by telling them he looked forward to seeing them on Sunday morning. And they say that having a child in Red's class became something like a rite of passage for all the young families in that church. Because if you had a child in his class, you knew you had to be there every Sunday. Because none of Red's kids ever wanted to miss church. And it wasn't long till groups of little children were seen following Red around the church wherever he went. Some of them were the kids in his class, and some were kids who'd been in his class earlier. Red's Army is what people started calling them. Well, 5 years became 10, and 10 became 20, and then 25. And Red slowed down a bit, but he was there every Sunday for a quarter of a century. And by that time, almost everyone in the church had a child or a grandchild who had been in Red's class. And they say that if Red ever stood to speak in a church business meeting, a respectful and reverent hush would fall over the others who were there, because people respected him. They respected him not because he was a successful businessman, but because he was Red Davis, the gentle Sunday school teacher and compassionate friend of children. And that December day at Red's funeral, the pastor told a story about a young woman from the church who was shopping in a local grocery store there, and her little boy was with her, and the child said, "Mama, I just saw God." And the woman looked up, and the child was pointing at Red Davis. He was a boy in Red's Sunday school class. And when he tried to wrap his young mind around the very big idea of God, the best he could do was think of Red. And so the Word became flesh and dwelt among the people of First Baptist Church in Marshall, Texas, in the heart and in the life of Red Davis, who was nobody special, yet one of God's saints. Christ has come. God is a child. The Word is made flesh. Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God in us. And today on this Communion Sunday, the Word, Jesus, calls us and meets us with bread and wine, reminding us of his love for us, that of that amazing saving grace and his compassion for us that still flows from Calvary's cross. Amen.